Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. I'm the MSR coordinator, and we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to hear a reflection on a reading from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 13. So let's just dive right in. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. For you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many ways of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, so that I may proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any of the other apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. As to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who once was persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. When I read this, I think the first thing that just sticks out to me is just the importance of being passionate. Like when Paul was pursuing Judaism, he was pursuing it so hard that when he saw Christianity, he actually saw something that he thought was not true. So he actually persecuted it, not because he was being in the wrong to his mind and to his knowledge, but actually because he saw the truth to what he was seeing, and he pursued it zealously. And actually, when he met the Lord, how hard he was running in his life just flipped completely around 180. Because when he was actually revealed to the truth that Jesus was who he says he was, he completely changed. And I think that's what everyone in life that is fighting so hard in one direction, if they actually knew who Jesus was, they could fight in the correct direction. Like people that are so passionate to all these different causes that are going around that you might be like, I don't understand why they believe that. Well, maybe they actually just want something to be proclaimed in this world that is true, and that's what they see is true. But actually, if they could actually learn who Jesus was, they could actually proclaim the right message. They could proclaim the gospel. Instead of all these messages that are being proclaimed, they could actually proclaim the gospel, what is needed in our world. And as we continue to read, when Paul encounters God, he says, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and returned to Damascus. Like Paul immediately goes, like he encounters God in a powerful way, and he immediately just says, I need to tell people about this man, this person that I just encountered. And I think sometimes it's like, I need to learn more about God. And sometimes that is true. We do need to get to know him in a greater way by diving in. That's what we're doing today. We're learning about him. But sometimes we need to just go. Like if we hear the Lord, like there was one time I was in a grocery store, and I was passing by these people, and this one lady, I caught eyes with her, and I saw a look in her eyes, and in my mind I was like, I feel like she hasn't been told that she's been loved in a long time. So I approached her, and even during this COVID thing, it's a little bit weird because you're like, I don't know if they're freaked out or not, but I was like, no, I need to go. I didn't have time to like call one of my friends and be like, hey, I heard the Lord like maybe say this, is this true? But rather I just went up to her and I delivered a word to her. I just said, hey, I just want you to know that like whenever you look in the mirror, like God wants you to know that you are loved. And then she opened up some things into her life. And at the end of this, I want to like pray for her. But had I not actually taken that step out in faith, I would have never known if that were true or not. I didn't have time to go and consult people, but rather I had to preach what I heard. And as a result, like something great happened. So if you feel like you are unequipped, sometimes we just need to step out because you know Jesus. You know that he is for you and he is not against you. So we're just going to pray for the courage and we're going to pray. So Jesus, I thank you so much. I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for Melissa and her life. And I ask that you bless her and keep her and bless all the people around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for joining us this day. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net.